You Thunderheads have, another chance at least to win them before you can buy them. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Jason Aldean, along with Thomas Rhett and 1,000 Horses, coming to Bethelwood Center for the Arts on Thursday, July 14th. And we're heading to the Thunderline, saying good morning to Michael Hobby from 1,000 Horses. How are you, Michael?
Good, man. Good morning, you guys. You guys doing good?
Doing well. It's good to talk to you. Last time we talked to you was last year when you were headed to Thunder Country to the Dutchess County Fair. What a year it's been for you guys.
It's been a crazy year, man. It's been a wild ride, and we're very grateful and very excited about it.
Now, we're excited that tickets are going on sale tomorrow morning. The tour is going to get started the end of this month, right?
Yeah, it kicks up. We actually started back in January for a couple of months, January and February, but we took a break, and then to be, kicking up the summer leg here at the end of this month for the rest of this summer is going to be a whole blast, and we can't wait to come to Bethel Woods.
Yeah, now what's it been like, as you had said, the tour started a couple months ago. What's it been like on the road with Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett?
It's been great, man. I mean, those guys are awesome. They're professionals, and they're, badasses in their own right, and it's just been awesome. They've been great guys to us, and to watch them play every night and see them do their thing and kind of learn from it's been great. It's just a great tour package, and it's a great tour, and, there's a little something for everybody in the show, being there's three of us, and the energy's there, and, the fun's there, and the party's there. So it's just a great, all-around great package and great tour.
And speaking of, there is something there for everybody. There really is, of course, our Thunderheads first met 1,000 Horses with Smoke, and then we had Drunk Dial. Now, your latest single, Southernality, and you really, one thing that I love about you guys is there's nobody else that sounds like you right now in country music. You really have your own distinct sound. You're driving and you hear a song and you're like, that's 1,000 Horses. Let's talk about that sound and how you guys develop that in the studio, because I know you're really strong about making sure you have who you tour with is who you record with in the studio as well.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of, we've always, just kind of, done our own thing, and we, the way 1,000 Horses sounds is, it's easy to say, but it's just how 1,000 Horses comes out. It's how we all play, it's how we all sing, and it's the kind of songs we write that make us, and I appreciate you saying that, and when you do hear us, you do know exactly who it is, but that's something you always strive for, is to have your own identity and your own unique sound, and it's good to hear that people feel that we have that, but we kind of just get in there and do our own thing and write our songs and play our music, and it comes out the way it comes out. So it's cool to hear.
Michael Hobby from 1,000 Horses on the Roscoe Beer Thunderline. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. Bethelwood Center for the Arts. They will be here on July 14th with Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett. And by the way, Michael, I've got to say, Cimarano, that was a very good question. Michael, the last time we had a chance to talk with Jason Aldean, Cimarano asked him about the big hats he needs because his head is so big. So
I never said he had a big head. Well, I just said he has a very big hat.
Michael, where do you meet Cimarano when we get to meet you guys at Bethel Woods? You talk about somebody with a big head? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah, I got a big head. I'll let you try it on. My head's enormous.
I just say we have a lot of hair. We don't have a big head. We just have a lot of hair.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Well, I did want to apologize to you. I know you probably get hit with a lot of those dumb questions. Hey, by the way, are all 1,000 of you coming?
All 1,000 of us will be there.
Okay, good. Last time we talked to you, we were laughing. We were talking about how you got the band's name, and you had mentioned that you couldn't name it after one of your band members because one of your band members is named Zach Brown.
Zach Brown. Yeah. So we had to throw that one away.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle.
He's still pulling for
it.
Though.
Yeah, he is. Michelle had mentioned that our Thunderheads and really the country music world introduced to 1,000 Horses with Smoke. That was a record-breaking song.
Yeah, it was. It did very well for us. It's amazing to see that song take a life of its own. So it was pretty incredible.
Well, congratulations to you and all the members on all the success. And again, we are so excited. You're coming to Hallowed Ground, the original site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival.
I can't wait. That's going to be so cool. So we're really excited about it. So we can't wait to see you guys here in a couple months.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show, and we're so thrilled tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., tickets go on sale. Now, again, Michael, our Thunderheads get to go to Thunder102.com, Thunder102 Facebook and Twitter, and they will see Semirano and I in the Jason Aldean Song of the Day video. We let them know what the Jason Aldean Song of the Day is, and then they have a chance to win lawn tickets and are eligible to be upgraded to reserve tickets. So I know a lot of our Thunderheads are going to be at the show. It's all part of the edible arrangements of Orange County Country Mega Ticket Series of Bethel Woods. Thanks for your time. We do appreciate it. All the best on the kickoff of the summer leg of the tour. Cannot wait to see you on July 14th here at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And we'll see you guys here soon.
Siliberto and Semirano, weekday mornings on Lightning Hot Country. Thunder 102. Thunder 102.